As we get closer to the month of May, people out there are going, well, what's going to happen with Roadie Days, although the official Roadie Days has been canceled? Gary Cargill is joining me today to talk a little bit about maybe some plans to regenerate the show and shine that has been going on. And Gary, let's talk a little bit about that. I know that with the board for Rods and Roadies, wanted something to happen during this period of time, and I guess it was more of how to make it happen. I mean, that's pretty accurate, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. I think the community wants it to happen. I know the groups want it to happen. It's just a matter of how we're going to make it happen and make it safe. Make it safe.
Now, one thing we know for sure is where it's not going to be this year, correct?
Yeah, we do know.
Normally, it's at the grocery outlet shopping center, but due to the economic impact that's happened with COVID-19, the owners of the property thought it might be better to not go there this year, even though most of the people support the event.
Yes, that is correct.
You want to expound a little bit on that, or can you not? Is it better not to?
I think I'm just going to leave it alone.
Okay.
I think it's just best. I think during the time, it's a good decision not to have it there and move it to another venue. We're going to take a look at this next venue and see if maybe that might be better for the future.
Well, it is something that has been used a lot in recent times. The Sayuslaw Middle School has opted to do a little Easter egg thing over Easter. We had Radio Bingo there a couple times, so they sort of opened it up for that. And I guess, how did you first approach them, or did they approach you?
I actually approached them, and I guess we haven't even said where it's going to be yet.
Well, I kind of did when I mentioned Sayuslaw Middle School.
I guess you did, didn't you?
I did. At least that's the plan at this point, right?
That is correct. I know that a few years ago, I think this came up a few years ago, and the Sayuslaw School District was approached, and they said yes at that time as well, because they had just made mention to me that, you know, we were a backup a couple years ago. So, and they said, yes, we'd love to have it there. Of course, if we can, you know, make it safe and do it, then we'd love to have you there.
Now, there are some things that your group is working on now to kind of lay the groundwork for this, and that includes some sort of monitoring for COVID-19 or making sure that there are certain things in place. What's your current understanding of how this could move forward?
I believe that, you know, we've been asked to do a COVID plan to describe what we're going to do, how we're going to keep it safe. What plans we have for the show. And I think that's going to be a common occurrence going forward for other events, not only us. So we've laid out a plan to hopefully stretch out the show, make it more distanced so that we can have it safe and people can still enjoy the event. As well as the mask wearing, the social distancing, and the hand cleanliness, keeping hygiene proper.
Now, this is, obviously, this is a financial undertaking as well, but you sort of had some of the things already taken care of from the cancellation of the previous year's event, right?
Correct. We were all set up to do the show last year. We had our sponsors, we had our money. I even have raffle prizes donated from the community. Different companies and groups. So we have those still. So everything's pretty much laid out. Now, last year I did go to our sponsors, asked if they would like to pull their sponsorship, and they said no, let's just keep it there. And so when we do the show, we're all set up and ready to go. So yes, we are we're ready.
Now, obviously, this is something that the local car enthusiasts are excited about, but this has always been reaching out a little past our area. Have you gotten information from people that show an interest in coming to town to do this?
I've had several calls. I've had several groups call me and emails. Of course, this is usually the first show of the season for the car culture. So yes, we've had plenty of support and a lot of inquisitions. And then trying to tell them, you know, the answer, are we going to? It's difficult.
When do you think you'll, do you have any idea when you will know for sure? I mean, obviously the date is set, the desire is set to do it, but do you know what still has to happen in order for you to get the go ahead?
The city has to approve it with the COVID plan. All our applications are in, and they're just waiting now for that COVID plan. I suppose that I'll get it in hopefully today or tomorrow, and then we can get a quick turnaround as far as the response goes. So one of the things that we do need to do is we need to reduce the size of who shows up, how many people show up. So we're going to make it a pre-registered show this year and give them a deadline date as far as when they can apply. This will help to reduce the amount of participants.
So limited to a certain amount of cars so that on the property at any one time you have the car owners, and then you can still have enough room for spectators that want to come and
correct
see it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what's the current understanding? Is it 300 people for an outdoor event?
That's what I'm seeing right now. It's 300 for the event.
But there's no really square footage requirements in that information.
That I haven't found that information yet.
Because it would seem like if you have a larger open area that's immense, that there should be some, you know, allowance for, you know, an increased presence.
You would think so.
Yeah, but we don't have that.
I mean, if we have the entire middle school outside, middle school parking lots, fields to work with, that's a whole lot better than saying, well, you have 1,000 square feet.
Right. I don't know the answer, but I would imagine if you had, you know, if you had 6 feet of distance between people and you had it spread out over, say, the fields and the parking spaces, you could easily satisfy that ruling and still put more people on there.
You would think so.
Yeah. All right. So what do you need anything from the community at this point, or is it just a matter of waiting for the approval at this?
I think it's just a matter of waiting for the approval. And also, we need to also be careful of how we're talking low risk status, which I guess that's where we're at right now, is the low risk.
Well, we are currently, but we are actually above that. But because of the 2-week moratorium on switching risk levels, the governor allows us another 2 weeks to, because we could actually turn to moderate this week based on the numbers we're seeing right now. But that could go back down again, so they're not going to change it.
And that's the thing. I think that if we go to a moderate level for that period of time, then we may need to cancel the show. I'm thinking if it's at the low risk, then we should be able to do the show okay.
So fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. The community, yeah, that's the thing.
Generally, how many cars do you generally get for this show?
I think this show about 200, and that's our target is 200. When I counted the parking spaces where we'd like to do the show, there's 256 spaces. And I figure if we put one car in 1.5 spaces, that brings us down to 171 cars for that area. Other cars can be placed in other areas as well. So that would get us up around our 200 car.
So one thing we could tell the community is if you like this event and so many people show up for this, you know, still stay diligent and vigilant, you know, in following the COVID restrictions at this point.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and everybody is trying to do their best to behave. So, you know, of course, wear your mask, social distance, and keep your hands clean. There are going to be other stipulations that the school district has upon us on the property. There's three of them. I think there's three of them. No smoking, of course.
No alcohol.
No alcohol. And no pets. So
yeah, we don't need pets in the grass.
No.
All right. Well, Gary, thank you so much, and appreciate you coming by to talk about this. And tentative date. Well, actually, the date is May 15th.
Yes.
And then we'll go from there and see what happens. So if there's any updates, we can give people some more information.
Sure. Right. Sounds good.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you, George.
Next up, members of Western Lane Fire and EMS Authority will answer questions about the budget and about unions in response to a recent advertisement in the Cayuse Law News.